You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there, glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog, and Chief Luddite. This is episode 27 of The Lounge, and today's episode takes a look at what's coming up in 2017 for Tech for Luddites. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode27. Let's get started! At the beginning of 2016, my goal was to build T4L into a much bigger business, a la Pat Flynn or Amy Porterfield, two online entrepreneurs I really admire. But as the year went on and various things happened, I came to the realization that I just wasn't willing to put in the effort required to make that happen. Maybe if I'd started doing this 10 or 15 years ago, I would have seized on the challenge. But now I'm more at the point of just wanting the site to be a way to support my basic needs, and maybe a little extra. So what does that mean for Tech for Luddites going forward? Well, here are a few things. First, I won't be pushing myself to write a lot of lengthy posts on new topics. Instead, I'm going to focus on shorter forms of information that I'll share through 3-Tip Thursday blog posts, email newsletters, and Luddite Lounge episodes. That doesn't mean I won't do any new tutorials, but I'm taking the pressure off myself to have them done by any given point. Second, I will be going through my most popular posts and make sure they're up to date. That's going to be a big enough job in and of itself. Third, I'm going to work on better organizing the site so visitors can find the information they're looking for more easily. I've started with 2 pages devoted to specific topics: streaming media, which includes links to posts and external articles about streaming video and audio devices and content providers, and Microsoft products, which replaces the previous Windows-only page to include other applications like Word, Excel, and Outlook. I've got plans to do more of these, including ones for mobile devices and social media. As these are ready to go, they'll be added to the secondary menu I've added to the site below the header section. Fourth, speaking of social media, that's another area where I was feeling overwhelmed because of all the networks out there. So now I'm just going to use most of them primarily to share new posts so that listeners and readers will be able to learn about them on the sites they're already using. The main exception will be Twitter, which is a lot easier place to share interesting info from other sources. I'm also going to make an attempt to do more with Pinterest, because it's one of the few places where you can categorize information, so people only have to follow the topics they're interested in. I'm not making any promises, but I'm going to give it a go. And as for YouTube videos, I'm still mulling that one over. Finally, I'm doing another test run of encouraging the T4L community to share some of their own techie wisdom with other members. To that end, I have a new contest running on the site for people to share one of their favorite computer programs or mobile apps. I've tried similar contests before, asking you to share your favorite tech tips, but I've never gotten much response. I think that may be because the question was a bit too open-ended. This new contest just asks for the name of the app, the platforms you use it on, and optionally, a brief note about why you like it or a quick tip on using it. At the end of January, I'll be doing a random drawing of all the entries, and the winner will get a $25 Amazon gift card. Woohoo! If you'd like to check it out, go to techforluddites.com/contest0117. So that's a first look at what I'm hoping to achieve with Tech for Luddites this year. I'm sure there will be more changes as we go along, but I hope that I'll be able to continue providing value to every lounge listener, T4L blog reader, and social media follower. I really do appreciate all your support and wish each and every one of you a happy, healthy, and tech frustration-free 2017. And that's it for this first Luddite Lounge episode of the new year. Again, you can find the show notes and leave comments at LudditeLounge.com/episode27. If you've enjoyed the show, please consider going to iTunes and leaving a star rating or review, or share a link to LudditeLounge.com on social media. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.